Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Bianca here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on all our socials. So Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram. And also on our blog, www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than to start a podcast while we're all living the vida lockdown.
Woo!
But now we're back into lockdown number 6, so Bear with us, folks.
Yeah.
So, each week we take aim at a new topic with a bottle or three of wine and try to make some sense of it and ourselves and life itself.
Yes. And all the segments you dictate into your phone.
Yes.
It's so much fun. Right, ladies, what are we drinking tonight?
Well, it's a special occasion tonight, which we'll get to a little bit later. So I am drinking the last of my brochettes that I have left.
It's so scary.
I know. Like there's a demon in here.
And not just then, like just in general.
I am scary in general, but Anyway. So I'm drinking the last of my Wiley Rooster Merlot. So that means it's time for me to order again, guys. I hope they give me another cookie.
And the thing was, you ordered and I was supposed to come around and try this freaking Wiley Rooster. And
all my preciouses.
All we've done is been in and out of lockdown. So, you know.
Yep.
Look, and I'm not saving them anymore. I was saving like bottles so that Bianca could try because I'm trying to convince her to come across to the dark side into my wine pyramids game. And it's just not worth it anymore. I'm just drinking them.
I'm just drinking them, mate.
How are you able to save a bottle?
Exactly. That's what I said. I'm not doing that anymore.
That's only for me though. Like she wouldn't do it for herself.
I wouldn't do it for myself. And I have.
Or she'd even do it for anyone else.
She definitely wouldn't do it for you.
No.
Definitely wouldn't. She'd drink my wine.
Yeah.
You hate the wine I like. So and it'd be wasted on you. Anyway, I have a good track record of keeping like the last dregs in a bottle so that Bianca can try things.
Yes.
I have a really good history of this.
How nice. Well, I too am drinking something special. Well, I don't know if it's special, but I'm going to call it special because my mummy bought it for me. Because she could.
Aww.
So, I know. Not used to it. I'm drinking the Point Leo Estate Rosé.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the only one out of three of us that's actually been there. And
she's the other one that's been there.
And, listeners, if you come to Victoria and come down to the Ninch, definitely check out Point Leo Estate. It's amazing. Their sculpture park
is lovely.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so much fun just walking around. Just, I love just looking at the sculptures and just going, I see where you're going and I see where you've been, but everything here, no. Yeah. That's how I look at all art. And I got that from Sarah. So.
That's exactly how you're meant to look at art. With your hand kind of crossed over your waist and the other one on your chin. Thinking quite intensely over this, yes.
I have this awesome picture. There's a sculpture of this guy bending forwards and he's just sticking up his finger. It's just this like a faceless sort of sculpture. And my mum's standing next to him doing the same thing, the same pose. Because, yes, you can grab your bottle of wine and they will give you plastic stemless wine glasses and you can wander around drinking while looking at statues.
I love this. I love it.
I have to laugh. So yeah. Bianca's got a picture of a guy bending over with his finger up. I've got a picture of a guy bending over, but he wasn't sticking his finger up. He was doing something else. That was at a different sculpture park, by the way.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Something else was up. So, Bianca, what are you?
Yes.
Yes. What are you drinking, Bianca?
Oh, yes. I'm drinking Cow Bomby Cab Merlot. The reason why I picked this bottle was because of a conversation we had earlier on today in our Skype chat, which was something about the AstraZeneca and extreme sports. And the only extreme sport that we picked out of this long list was the freaking run with the bulls. So, yeah, I picked a bottle with a cow in it for that very reason. And the cow is surfing, which is also an extreme sport that we will not be doing.
Mainly because we're seriously uncoordinated. But anyway.
Oh, do not surf with angry cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially bombing cows. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really delicious. I started this before the podcast and I don't have much left, listeners, along with my will to live. But my will to live was, like, real low, but it's getting back up there because I now have a new place to live. So,
yay!
Yay! Yeah, the thought of being homeless was pretty scary for a while there.
Thought of having to move to my house was also scaring the shit out of her too. So, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, just because my outdoor murder floofs would probably not get along with your indoor murder floof.
There'd be too many murder floofs in the town.
It really would be.
It would be.
You don't own murder floofs. Yours are lovely.
I think we would have to leave the house to the cats and we would have to live outside. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, we definitely have to build that second story we've been talking about.
I know, or move into the shed. So,
yeah. Yeah, that would definitely become our bitch's cave.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back on tangent. Ooh, and Amy, what is our topic for tonight?
We have a very, very special topic tonight. Our topic tonight is our 1 year anniversary. Congratulations, ladies. We made it a year. Yay.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah, so good.
It has been officially 1 year since we started this little podcast. I actually can't believe that we even lasted a year. I was pretty sure we would have killed each other by now. And, well, at the very least, someone would have killed me looking at you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looking at you. If I die.
You can't see me, but, yeah, you're looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Honestly, Sarah's been way more patient. I honestly would have killed you several times by now. You're very, very lucky. Sarah has picked up everything I've put down so much faster than you.
I told you I'm crap. I will do all the things, but it takes me a really long time to learn them. Sorry. Anyway, the three of us are just your average women in their mid to late 30s who've been friends for nearly 30
years. Speak for yourself, 25. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. We know each other better than we know ourselves sometimes, and we hope that as much as we pick shit off each other each week, you can see the genuine friendship that drives this podcast. Wine also drives this podcast. Yeah, yes. Wine. Wine drives this podcast.
Yeah.
It's driving the bus. It's usually the captain. Yeah, and it is officially the fourth member of this motley crew.
Yeah.
So to mark this glorious occasion, I thought I'd start us off by talking about how the podcast started and where we are now. So, in the beginning, that's my best David Attenborough, like, documentary sort of voice I could do.
Oh, you said it more like action movie.
I don't know where I was going with it. Anyway, so in the beginning, let me take you back to April 2020. The pandemic had just started to really kick off, and we found ourselves in lockdown for the first time. For the first time, we're up to number six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got old fast. Anyway. We each had our hurdles to overcome in our personal lives due mm-hmm. to this. So I was facing trying to work from home and help my child do remote learning whilst trying to keep my sanity. Sarah had recently been made redundant and was looking for work, which at that point was non-existent. She was also facing having a teenager at home who was commencing online learning. For two people who are not very good at technology, knowing that we're the IT support in our house, that's scary. That's so scary. And look,
if you really want to know how that went, go back to round 12. Let's talk about lockdown. We really hashed it out in that one. Can't believe that was episode 12, guys.
Yeah. So long ago. Bianca was also facing her struggles. She started off at work being okay. Work was going all right. Yeah. But then they proceeded to reduce staff hours as business started to dry up, which was a massive strain on her. Plus, her baby adult daughter was trying to find her first real big girl job. And in a job market that was basically non-existent, it was hard. So, it was a rough trot in those first early to mid 2020. Bianca and I have always spoke on the phone 3 or 4 times a week, sometimes every day, because that's what we did. So we thought what we should do is drag Sarah into at least one conversation a week so that we could all keep each other sane.
Yeah.
So we started off on...
Sometimes we need a break from each other because we might kill each other.
We need a buffer.
Yeah. So, this is the most I've ever spoken with these two.
I know.
Sarah and I have gone like 6 months and not even a message between us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if anybody asks, who's your best friend? Oh, it's Sarah. Me and Sarah.
When was the last time you spoke to Sarah?
Oh, no.
Well, that doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, I'm friends with Bianca. When did you speak to her 10 minutes ago? They're both your best friends.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're confused by this. But anyway, okay, sure. Yeah. Anyway, so we thought we would pick Friday night because that was a good night to have a few bevvies and sit there and just talk random shit at each other for hours. And that is what we did. One of our favorite topics to discuss was episodes of one of our favorite podcasts called Wine and Crime. We love this podcast so much. We decided to have a crack at podcasting ourselves. Because what else do you do in lockdown? What else do you do?
Yeah.
Last five minutes and...
Yeah, how's that Pilates machine going?
It is doing really well. It has collected so much dust. It should be awarded for dust collecting.
It's doing really well because that dust would have ended up somewhere else. So,
that's right.
You know, it's pulling its weight, mate. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this started off as a lot of theoretical planning. By mid-July 2020, we decided we were going to have a shot. I mean, why not? We think we're funny. Surely everyone else would think so too, right? Yeah. So for Sarah and I, this meant obsessing over the sounds of our voices and other trivial matters. For Bianca, this meant trying to figure out exactly how we record episodes, edit them, upload them to the internet. Turns out you need to have a podcast host. Sarah and I never even would have gotten this far. Like, we would never gotten to that level if it had just been left to us. So, Yeah, Bianca was the tech head of the group, and then she figured out how to start pages on social media and promote our podcast. We came up with a name, and we had an idea of how we wanted it to run, and then everything else we just had to learn by doing it. It was a baptism of fire, literally.
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah. So a month later, we were ready to record our first episode. So, with glasses of wine in hand, we had a crack at our first episode. And to be honest, it was too long and a bit crap. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still one of our most listened to so far.
Well, no. Because our very first one, which I've got a copy of, is Frank, because he was the pilot. Yeah. So we called him Frank. It was Frank the pilot.
Oh, true.
It was two episodes crammed into one. It was too much.
Yeah. We originally did weird phobias. And because our original thought was we won't have enough to talk about. Like, seriously, you know, this is not going to be long enough. So we did weird phobias and then we did
genius or obvious, which we haven't circled back.
Yes, to genius or obvious, which we haven't come, yeah, done again.
No.
And, yeah, there was, oh, my gosh, by the time we got to genius or obvious, I was well drunk. I mean, I was the one who edited this because the girls didn't even know editing skills at this stage.
I was even sort of dubious of whether we even needed to go as far as edit the podcast because I thought that we would just be fine. Yeah, that's my ego talking, not reality. Yeah.
We really were not. And those first editing, wow, they took me forever. But yeah, I've got the first episode and I might release it as part of like a special like if someone wants to subscribe to our BMC or, you know, do a monthly subscription, I'll definitely give you access to it. Not a problem. I think that would be a good idea if you ever want to listen to our very, very first Frank.
Use the code Frank and send us an email and we'll send you something.
Yeah.
Anyway, a year later, we are 49 episodes deep into this rabbit hole and we have no intention in stopping. We have very, very different skill sets between the three of us. And I feel like we're really starting to play into our strengths now. We've learned some new skills. We've honed some old skills. We realized what Amy does. Yeah. Everyone's across what Amy does and it's fine. So, yeah. We have had some amazing experiences in doing this podcast and it's something that I'm so personally glad that we did. And just to get a bit mushy, I'm so honored that I'm on this journey with you guys because I can't imagine doing this with anybody else because let's face it, anybody else would have killed me or fired me by now.
Yeah.
Turns out an A-type personality mixed with some undiagnosed OCD might be slightly annoying to some people. Who knew?
It fucks us off too, but this longer friendship, we actually just can't get rid of you anymore, and so just ignore you.
Why do you think I keep trying to kill you?
I said I know too much.
That too, fuck off, keep the secrets.
It's all right.
I could go to jail with the shit you know. No.
I know too much about Amy, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, God. But I just don't care.
For now.
I want to say that again. Do you want to play a game?
Just literally don't give a
fuck. Oh, wait, I'm not your ex-husband. It's okay. I'm not gonna do anything. I don't have time. When would I have time to fuck with you right now? You're fine.
Who's got time to fuck with people these days? Come on. Anyway, so tonight, the three of us are going to have a chat about our podcast journey so far, interview style.
Yeah. Style, S-T-Y-L-E,
style. Style. Yes, so we are going to ask the other two some questions so our listeners get a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at Friday Night One Fight.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to kick us off, so, because you haven't heard me talk enough already. Yeah. Okay.
No one loves the sound of your voice more than you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
it's true. It's actually so true. Thank you, Bianca. Yeah, I'm drawing the comment out so I can hear my voice even more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to ask my quote unquote lovely co-host because you can see how well they treat me.
I'm freaking adorable.
Oh, Sarah's adorable. Yeah. And hilarious.
And apparently hilarious.
Despite what her family says, she is the funny one.
She's the funny one. Actually, I'll agree with that wholeheartedly. She's definitely the funny one. Okay, so I would like to ask...
The rest of my family.
No, mate, I've met your family. Some of those people are funny bastards. They are funny, but you're the funniest.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, so, Amy, your question, fire away. Boom, boom.
Ladies, tell me one thing that you have loved about podcasting and one thing you've hated. Let's kick it off with Bianca.
Because I'm the only one who's written anything. Oh, hello, wine.
hello, wine, my old friend.
Look, I swear I've undiagnosed ADHD. So when I get a hyperfocus or a fixation, oh yes. And I clearly didn't have enough hobbies in my life or enough projects going on. I have several crochet things that I could finish, and I have several cross stitch projects that I could finish. Like, I was out of work for 6 months. There are things that could have been finished in that time. Oh no. So I love, yeah, my love for learning new things. I, being out of work and the other two girls were working, pretty much the whole setting up of the podcast, working out which podcast host, yeah, basically what format it had to be in, how to edit, what program to edit in, how we're going to record, all the rest of it was me, which was great. I had the time and my brain power. And, yeah, I learned all these new things, and I read so many articles. I read so many blogs. And the funny thing was, like, in the beginning, I read a lot of Buzzsprout blogs, a lot, and watched their videos on YouTube, and I listened to their podcast, and I went through a lot of their stuff, and then ended up with, okay, we want something that's free. So I went with Anchor, and because I was like, okay, Anchor's owned by Spotify. And I didn't do enough deep dive into it. And about 3 months in, yeah, August, September, October, 2 months in. So by the end of October, I said to the girls, look, I've gone fuzzy tail deep with this. And as far as I've read at the time, this is not the case now, but at the time, your download stats were not IAB certified. They got IAB certified in November of 2020. So all our podcast stats, I realized at that time back in October, I was like, oh, this could all be fake. These could all be robots. We actually don't know who's listening and who's not. So then I went and looked at paid services, because you really do, as much as everybody else who says it, they're absolutely right. You get what you pay for. So now we have a subscription service. You would have heard the BMC before this episode. Yeah, if you want to donate $3 Australian dollars towards our podcast, that'd be great. Yeah, look, Buzzsprout, IAB certified. We can pretty much like use it for our teasers, our little soundbite things, and we can make as many of those as we like. Which with Anchor, we would have to go somewhere else, which means we'd have to take our episode audio, pick which bit we want, upload it over there, pick our fonts or whatever, color schemes. Whereas Buzzsprout, it was like, oh, hey, everything's all here. We set, you know, everything's all in there. This will be easy. And that's the thing. Every step of the way, everything I chose, I had to think about two technologically retarded people.
And you literally, like, when you think, oh, yeah, my mom or my dad is hopeless or my grandpa's hopeless. No, yeah.
Yeah.
I am way worse.
My grandpa would have got it, like, 2 seconds.
He's a tech head. Yeah. So when you're thinking about all these things, like, you got to sit there and think to yourself, okay, how would I explain this to a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Next step, how do I explain this to Amy?
And yeah, so when I got down to, like, in the very beginning, even with Anchor, so what I did is I chose Audacity to edit in because of all the reviews and what people were saying. What I did is I edited an episode, but I took screenshots and drew on the screenshots and everything. And I have this, like, 6-page fucking instructions on how to edit in Audacity. And, yeah, so every step of the way there was a screenshot, because I know I'm a visual person. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just write it the way I would like to see it. And, yeah, that worked, except it worked for Sarah, but didn't work for Amy. I don't know how Amy still managed to fuck it up, but Sarah was fine.
I did with her basic child instructions.
Yes. You two have this thing where you get this intuitive understanding of how things connect to each other.
Yes.
I need to be told.
There were pictures.
But there was, for me, like if I had been writing that, there would have been three steps in between each step.
Yeah, it was just
because intuitively, you guys do things where, like with technology, intuitively, I'm no good. I literally sit there and go, well, what's the next logical step? Whereas you guys know that. You know what the next logical step is. And it's just looking at it once. I can't do that. I don't know why.
Yeah. So, I don't know why. Yes, in answer to your question, I loved learning the new things.
To answer your question, the things I loved is not you, Amy.
I did love learning new things. And what I hated was just
teaching me new things.
Teaching people new things. Yeah, no. I was like, no, it was things that were hard, things I had to wait for because I'm not a patient person. So when something went wrong and I'd have to contact Apple or I'd have to contact someone in, you know, it was beyond my control. So I had to contact a body of someone and robots. Wait for them to get back to me. And it just, nope, I fucking hate it. Hate it so much. Just give me the answer right fucking now. Like that I hate it.
One of my favorite conversations about this podcast that I had with you was, it was actually a message conversation in our podcast chat on Skype. And it was, can you please deal with this? Okay, what am I looking at? I'm filling out this form to make this happen. I want it done now, but it's asking me a question and everything sounds the fucking same. Just give me the answer. I don't fucking care. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, it's done. What did you pick?
That was PayPal. That was PayPal. Yeah. I'm like,
what did you pick?
Why? Why is it asking me this? I don't understand. That's it. I'm done. I'm 10,000% done.
And I went, it's because of blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Amy knows corporations. Amy knows red tape. Amy knows jargon. Amy knows business shit. I know, like, the fundamental elements of how to get things done through companies. And I know how to whinge about it to the right people to get things done. Well, mostly. There's only one fail I've had so far, and that was with Instagram. But anyway, that is what Amy does. Amy does those things. And, yeah. So when Bianca goes, I can't even, I'm just like, it's my time to shine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, yes, that is one of the things that I think is really, really good about the three of us is when someone can't do something, there's someone else who can.
Yeah.
Even
if they don't want to do it, they can, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't all want to do the things that we're told to do.
What am I doing this week?
Editing. balls. Which means I have to do the topic introduction. Actually, maybe this will be good. Do you know how many times I do that? I'm like, put the topic introduction. I really can't be bothered researching this plus my own segment. And then I'm like, oh, this is actually very interesting. Oh, let me look up the psychology of trash TV. Like, who does that? who knows that? I now know that.
Right?
I know the etymology of the word bathroom.
The word etymology and what it means. Winner.
Exactly. Yeah, so learning new things and hate red tape. Yep. Bianca out.
Bianca also loves the mic drop.
Yeah. I won't drop my mic.
it was expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's my turn. Okay.
What did you love, Sarah?
Yeah. So what did I love? Well, what do I love? Look, I have no idea.
Do you love doing the podcast? Because
I enjoy doing the podcast. I really do. I do like researching, learning new things, like Bianca said.
Yeah.
But not with the whole background, you know, like the setting up of things and doing all that shit. I was useless. I did nothing. I do the least out of everyone. And I'm fine.
This is a thing. Like, at the time, this podcast would never have got off the ground if I hadn't lost my job.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah,
like, so true. Because we just wouldn't have time. I don't have time to dedicate to find out how this to do this stuff. And if anybody follows that,
I'm too dumb to work anything out.
If anyone follows our Instagram, they'll know that, I mean, I do regular posts on it, yeah, but it seems stagnant in terms of its development for, I don't know, since it started, because Amy's in charge of that. So,
yeah.
And whenever there's a story or, like, a highlight, yeah, that's me.
Because I just still don't know how to do it. I've played with it for hours and I still don't get it.
Anyway, and I still, and like, I was the one who was like, no, I don't get Instagram. I barely use my own Instagram.
Whereas it's on Instagram all the time. I don't get it.
And I don't do the Instagram. Well, I have it, but
I tag you in Instagram stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. I saw you tag me in something. I was like, oh hell, 3 weeks ago. Okay. Yeah. I probably should like this. I've just seen it.
I haven't even looked at it. No, I have not been on Instagram in freaking months. But no, I like doing like the researching for the new topics.
I love your research. Every time you pull out something and it's just gold.
Absolutely hilarious.
I don't see that, but okay. I look at it in the last day or half an hour.
Yeah, and every time, like, I have no idea what you're picking. Like, Amy and I are, like, a bit more organized in.
Oh, yeah, they do their little, they write down what topics that they're doing, and then I look at it and go, okay, they're doing that, I'll do something different and then not write anything down because I don't know what I'm doing.
We used to really panic between Bianca and I, going, oh, God, she hasn't written anything in. Oh, what if I do something and she's already done it, but she hasn't put it in, and then we've just completely obliterated her segment. We'd have to do it on the fly. Shit. Now we just go, fuck it. If she isn't written in by now, bad fucking luck. It's mine.
And even if I do write it in, sometimes they'll just ignore it completely. So it's fine.
Yeah. We do. As long as it's not what we're doing. Because I look at it. If you've written it in, I'm like, cool, she's doing that. Well, that's nothing to do with what I'm doing, so it's fine. Which is the point of writing it in there.
But I never know what I'm going to do. But I do enjoy researching, you know, random things. And
Yeah.
And I do enjoy doing all the chapter markers. I'll admit that. But
it's the bizarrest thing.
If you ever read the chapter markers for most of the latest episodes, they're on me. I just like taking the piss out of everyone.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
That's how I do the chapter markers.
And you've learnt some new skills in the last month or so in Canva, and you've mastered all my Canva skills, and I've been doing Canva for quite some time now. So you're doing really well at that.
I showed my daughter, actually, one of my Halloween, well, not Halloween, haunted house Canva things, and she's gone, it lacks Kazam. And I'm like, it lacks Kazam? She's like, this is something that a toddler who has been giving an iPad would come up with in half an hour.
Has she seen my stuff? Because it's way worse than yours.
She fully tore me down, and I'm just like, oh, I was so happy with
it. Whereas I'm way more reserved. Oh, I like it.
So. Yeah.
Or I know full well that she's too busy to look at it, so I send her a message and say, what do you think of this? And she just writes back, love it. And I know she hasn't even looked at it.
Yeah. And I'm just like, great.
Because I'm nitpicky, sometimes I can't look. I'm just like, oh no, I know my mindset right now. I'm just gonna be like, no, you need to change this. I don't like this.
I would like some constructive criticism. Constructive, not destructive. Constructive.
Don't be a cunt.
I'm still learning it.
Yeah, constructive, not constructive.
But you know. Yeah. So, yeah, my daughter's, like, tearing me down and going, you should use this program and you should use that program. And I'm just like, hasn't taught me how to use those yet. Sorry.
How about fuck off unless you want to come here and do better? Yeah.
This is the thing. This is it. This is what comes down to. I've had to research this and I'm like, Canva. Well, I'm just going to put them onto Canva.
I'm not saying Bianca hasn't taught me Yoga hasn't taught me how to use anything else.
I know, actually, speaking of that, I actually went out of my comfort zone the other day and I sent Bianca a video that I had made on Venmo. But I don't know
that
anything.
That was actually really good. I loved that.
It was brilliant and it basically made itself, which was great. But I just wasn't 100% sure about things like, is it too big? You know, like I didn't know any of the techie things, whereas Bianca would have taken, would have gone in the program, went, okay, how big is this? Click these things. Okay, this is not suitable for us. And she'll know that in 5 minutes. Whereas I'd be in there for hours going, where's that button? Oh, that doesn't exist anymore. Okay. How do you speak that language in like early millennial or whatever it is? I don't know. How do people speak these days? Like, I just go down a full rabbit hole and I have no fucking clue what I'm doing. Bianca knows in 5 seconds, so we leave it to Bianca most of the time.
Things I don't like, or what I don't like.
Me.
One, Amy, but that's nothing new. And has nothing to do with the podcast, really. It's just me in general not liking Amy.
It's nearly 30 years of friendship, mate. It's bound to happen.
So after I've researched my topic, writing my script, that's it. That's the thing I don't like. Because actually, I have to make it.
I started hating early on was chapter markers. And I know we just touched on it before, but yeah, I'm so glad you're doing that now. Do you know what? That has made me so fucking happy you've just taken that on because I hate it. I've already listened to the episode. I fucking edited it. I don't want to do the chapter markers.
Yeah, listening to the episode more than once, I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
So if you can just approve the episode. And then I'll just go in and I'll listen to it while I'm doing the chapter markers.
I literally don't mind listening. I don't mind doing the chapter markers because I'm just not as good at it as Sarah. Sarah's quite detailed, whereas I literally go, Bianca's topic was this. Amy's topic was this. Sarah's topic was this. Intro, special thanks / shout outs, buy me a coffee, the end.
Yeah.
Whereas Sarah's is quite detailed.
Not really detailed. I just go, take the piss. Oh, that was important. I should actually write that one.
Then I'm going to take the piss. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, it's good though.
But writing my scripts so they sound somewhat coherent to other people. And I do say somewhat because let's face it, they're never fully coherent. even to myself. But I'm not someone who speaks a lot, and whenever I write something, it's straight to the point. This happened, that happened, the end. So to drag it out, I find that I don't enjoy that.
In a former life, that's all I did was talk, and that in my former profession,
I mean,
writing the scripts,
I can
so easy. Well, it can bang out a script in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, some I can go, oh, I've got so much to say about this. But most of them, I'm like, oh, fuck. What do I do? I'll just ramble on about shit. Yeah. I do that. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
and chapter markers I enjoy and scripts I hate.
Cool. So, Sarah, while we're on you, what questions did you come up with us for tonight?
Okay. So, we've been doing this for a year now, people.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Right?
Did we really have nothing better to do with our time?
I had hobbies. I really had better things to do. I even refurbished my bedroom while doing the podcast. Like, what even is this?
Shit. Well, I would like to know what it is we have, well, you guys, because I certainly have learned nothing.
You have.
What have you guys actually learned from podcasting?
Well, I'll kick it off. So the major thing for anybody who's looking at starting a podcast or anybody who's podcasting and is having, you know, any sort of difficulties, Apple is a pain in the fucking ass. So, one thing I learned I never ever in my life thought I would have to look at this particular thing ever. An RSS feed. I know what an RSS feed is. These girls are going, I don't know what that is. Bianca explained it in a meeting and I still don't know.
Oh, I know what that is. It's something that I couldn't get my hands on or figure out real quickly for something, and then it all turned batshit. Yeah.
Was I in that meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I may have physically been there, but mentally I was elsewhere.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Yeah, so I was trying to get our podcast onto iHeartRadio, and which is something that it's one of the hosts that Buzzsprout helps you get onto, helps in quotations. So what happened was I keep getting errors. So I end up going to the help, and after many back and forths, which does my head in, they gave me a screenshot of my of our RSS feed. And I was like, oh, this is what it looks like in the bare bones. Like, this is the code of it. Okay, that's good. I get that. All right. And they highlighted the bits that were wrong. And I was like, I fucking love you. And it was all Apple. So turns out, here's a pro tip for you. Apple does not like it when you have an episode labeled as episode zero. Don't do it. So what we've had to do to overcome this is we very late into the game, like 9 months, we made a trailer. Like, we didn't make a trailer till way in.
Why didn't we do that first?
Yeah.
There is no answer to that question. Do not send that in. Do not ask it. We don't know.
Oh, definitely ask it. We just will have no answers. And now we have your email address.
Good luck.
I know the answer to it.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah, we really are.
It's a good point. So what we ended up having to do, the ultimate solution, because everything was already uploaded, we couldn't take everything down. We couldn't start from scratch again. That's insane.
Wouldn't.
Yeah. So what I end up having to do is rejig our entire back catalogue. So I had to go back in and make the trailer episode one. And then episode one was now episode two. So that's the way we're doing it now. It's probably there might be a better way. And hey, if you're a podcaster out there and you've got, you know, a better way to get around that, please reach out to us, because that was the only way that I could find that would work for us. And it is working for us, so we're running with it. But it is something I've learned. And I never in my life thought I'd ever have to learn that.
See, I just would have gone to the head office of Apple and set it on fire, because that's the primitive human that I am.
Apple and Mark Zuckerberg. He can eat some dicks too.
I just said, too hard, I give up.
Hand me my blowtorch, women, we're going hunting.
The other thing, like, early on I realized I don't know, like, we're all very much music lovers, if you haven't noticed already. What I have noticed, because I was editing the episodes early on just myself, and before we delegated it out, and then Sarah started doing it, and then Amy followed a little bit after that. Yeah, look, I hear when things are off, and Amy and Sarah are just like, it's fine. And I'm like, yeah. I'm really like, I'm getting ticks here. My eye's fucking twitching. But if you I will run with that. It's fine. But I'm dying internally. Like, I sometimes really do die internally. But we're a democracy. And if it really is, like, if two people say, look, this is fine, well, between the three of us, we go, okay, well, this is fine. This is it. This is what we're running with. Because that's how we run. Like, we do, everything is run, you know, is we all have a say. There is not one person runs away with something unless it's me. And I
was just about to say that. Unless Bianca decides, no, wait, I don't like the way that's set out. I'm just going to change everything without telling anyone.
My favorite thing is, look, I know I came up with it, but now I hate it, so I'm changing it.
Yes.
And Sarah and I sit here and go,
okay.
Oh, yeah. So I was listening to this podcast. It was really, really good. And they've got all these really good ideas about social media and marketing. So, yes, we should definitely give this a go. And then you never hear it about it again because I've decided it was shit.
Yeah. But she doesn't say anything about it. So Sarah and I
just mention it again.
Wait. She mentions it a second time. Start to have a look at it. And if she mentions it the third time, we're doing it. So,
yeah.
It's happening. Get on board. Happening.
And that that's a lot to do with my hyper fixation. Like I just get so zoomed in on one idea, and which is, it's good in a way, but then it's bad too. Like that's why it's good to have both of you just giving me feedback, going, really, how is this gonna work? Or
do you really need to change the drive again? I just got used to the last layout. Stop fucking changing it.
My favorite. Okay. What's your source on this, though? That's my favorite thing when Bianca goes, oh, okay, this is this and this is the thing. Cool. What's your source? Oh, this blog. From who? What's their name?
Oh.
And then 5 seconds later, you can hear tap, 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 tap. Oh, no way. He's crazy. Don't worry about it.
Oh god, yeah, the blog too. Like, we had one layout for a while, and I wasn't 100% sold on it. I didn't really feel like it was us per se, but it worked for what it was, and I like the way it is now. I like the colors and the layout. It's great. But that was it. There was no input from you guys. I'd in there like a fucking bull head first, just throwing china all over the place. And
we're not stupid enough to get in the way of that.
Yeah. And then there was that meeting that was like, oh, I can't remember if it was a meeting or whether I just sent a message saying I broke everything, so I had to spend 4 hours fixing it.
See, like, that's my literal nightmare. That's why I don't touch things. And the thing is, my position on things is, if you've gone and spent hours like redoing things or recreating something or creating something for our podcast, and then you go, what do you think? If I go, oh, I do like it, but that line's a little bit off or those colors don't really work, I feel like you've got the right to throw it in my face and go, well, you fucking change it then. And I don't know how, so I'm going to shut my damn mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my worst nightmare is for you to say, what do you think? And then me turn around and go, actually, I hate that color purple. Can we change it to this? And you go, okay, I don't have time, so you do it. And then the blog's down for 4 months because I broke something and I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, my problem is I go too far and I'm like, let me just fuck about with this HTML code. Because I did HTML once.
So did I.
I had a MySpace. No, I really should, like, calm my shit sometimes. Yeah. And that's something I've learned. Yeah.
Your manic phases of this year have been fairly epic. And have produced some fairly good shit as well as you're crazy. It's been some good shit too. So, you're just going to take the yin with the yang. It's fine.
What about you, Amy?
Yeah. What about
what
you?
What have I learned?
Yeah.
I've actually learned some basic technology stuff. And in my previous life, a lot of what I used to do was computer-based, but it wasn't technology-based. It was very much systematic, procedural, I suppose you would call it. So technically I should be able to get a hand on technology. I just can't. I don't know why. I am an old dinosaur built into a young dinosaur's body. I don't know how to say it. It's just, I'm no good. It doesn't matter how much I try. I just get angry and throw my computer off the roof. So, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. Yeah. So I've learned to use some technology stuff. And I have learned to use Audacity. I have learned to use Canva, although I had a brief brush with Canva before the podcasting stuff. So, yeah, I had a bit of an idea. And I have learned a little bit more of the features on social media, because at the time when we were setting up social media accounts, Bianca was setting them up and she was saying, okay, so this is what this is. What do we, like, you know, can someone else take over this while I'm building the back end of our whole podcast? And I'm like, I use social media. This can't be that hard, right? I was so wrong.
Yeah. No, it was.
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. And if it's okay, I'm across it now. I'm the one that does the daily posts. I'm the one that does all the posting, basically, unless Bianca does some stuff on Twitter, which Twitter is more her domain than mine.
If you talk to anyone, like if you contact us on Twitter or whatever, that's me. It's me.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. To all the lovely people who've reached out on Instagram, you are talking to either Bianca or myself. So, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. We probably should sign off at the bottom, like just a line and then who it is, because there is three of us and it could be any one of us. I'm like.
Actually, it could be any one of you guys. I was going to say. Away from the social
it's media. Either you or me, mate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I've also learned so many random tidbits from researching my segments and listening to yours as well. Like both of your segments. I've learned so much random crap. Like, come at me, Trivia Night. I got this.
Oh yeah.
I am all over it. I am so on for this. Yeah. So I've learned lots from that. I've also learned a lot from listening to other people's podcasts. So we started getting involved in other podcasting groups and things like that on social media. For the past couple of months, it's mainly been me. So if you talk to anyone from Friday Night Wine Fight on a platform or something like that, then it's probably me that you're talking to. And I have spoken to so many wonderful people who are also on the podcast journey, like we are. And we've shared some information. We've helped each other on stuff. It got too technical, so I got Bianca to help them. Yeah, which, I mean, she was just must love that. Hey, mate, can you help this person with this question? Because I don't know what they're talking about. Because, you know, those random.
Oh, what was it? Oh, I'm trying to remember. Messages. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was now. It was something about claiming your podcast, wasn't it?
There was that one. There was actually quite a few, but I've learned a lot from talking to people and networking on the social media platforms. And it's been an interesting ride. And I've just actually recently had conversations yesterday with a brand new friend, three new friends, in fact, and they are effectively the American version of this podcast. It's amazing. And we are Amy, Bianca, and Sarah. And they are Amy, Brittany, and Joyner.
Yeah, what the hell?
That was her maiden name. Yeah, Joyner was her maiden name, so everyone just called her Joyner. So she's not Katie, she's Joyner. Yeah, which I fully get, actually. I feel like that's such an Australian thing. It doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy. We will call you by your last name. It's fine.
Yep, yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew most of the people I went to school with didn't know their first names. It was always their last name.
Holmesy. Like, what was his name? I have no idea. I could pick him out in the crowd. His name was Holmesy.
I could tell you so much about so many people I didn't know their first names.
Ah, yeah.
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 Yeah. Sarah actually called me by my last name pretty much all the way through primary school.
Did I?
A version of it. Yes. Anyway, we'll have a conversation about that later.
I don't see how your last name is anything like fuckhead.
Where was I in primary school? It was 25 years ago and I'm 25.
It's another thing that Sarah and I do. After being friends for this long, I remember the things and then she denies they ever happened. That's how this works. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great relationship.
Amy likes to embellish.
just a little bit.
Just a little.
There's some truth in there. There is, but
it's hidden.
No good story is without its mayonnaise, people.
Yes.
10 gallons.
You are so white that you said mayonnaise.
Exactly.
You could not get whiter right now.
I am so white. Terrible.
It's a new trend of white peopling mayonnaise, Amy.
Yeah. Oh my god. Mayonnaise. How am I? Oh god, I'm gonna end up banned from so much social media because stupid fucking snowflakes. Anyway, Bianca, let's crack on to you. So, what do you want to ask us?
Well, ladies, what advice would you give to other podcasters just starting out their journey? I would like to just give a little bit of advice before you guys jump in. Put your podcast up on your podcast host, whichever respective host that you use. They all have their merit. Claim your podcast, okay? So go around each host, well, not all of them, but majority of them, especially the bigger ones, have individual logins. So claim your podcast everywhere. It is your property. You have put so much time into this, and it's a fuck ass. I know how I've spent the time, and we have a password sheet, and I have all these different things that we can log into to check stats and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Claim your podcast. It's yours. You've done this time. That is my advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Podchaser, which is a directory. Yeah, you don't necessarily have to trademark yourself or, you know, copyright or anything like that. Just claim it. Use your email address that's connected to your RSS and just claim it. It's yours.
Yeah.
Take ownership. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. That's my advice. Because lots of people don't know that. They don't know. So, yeah.
It's an interesting one. What would I tell myself a year ago? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride. It really is. There's so many ups and downs. And it's just so many, like, amazing highs to this. And then there's so many lows. You really have to be dedicated to this. You can't just go in there thinking that you're going to set up and then you're going to do one episode and you're going to get 30,000 downloads. It's not going to happen.
Oh,
it's just not going to happen.
Oh, my God, yes. Lower your expectations.
Yeah.
Our expectations by now, we're like a year in, we'll be fucking famous. Look at us now.
So, you really have to be dedicated to this. It's a craft like anything else. And effectively, we're on the Z list. That's who we are as people. And that's fine. We're okay with that because we're doing this mainly for us. We think we're funny. So we don't mind. However, if you think you're getting into this to be instantly famous, I mean, some people do. Some people just shoot up out of nowhere. And I have seen people who, like, I mean, you can't buy into the people that go, oh, my podcast has been up for 47 hours and it's got 40,000 fucking downloads. Don't measure yourself up to other people because every little win is your own and you should celebrate that. And if it's anything like us, it'll be slow. It'll be a slow burn. But that's okay because if you get into it for the right reasons and you do it for you and nobody else, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens in the meantime, as long as you do it for you. The other thing I would say is that for all the people out there who are on all of the podcast groups that I have been a party to, the people who look like they've spent $5,000 setting up their workspace for their podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Why?
Don't. I mean, I started off with my earbuds, which were a brand name earbud, and I thought that this was going to be totally fine because they're worth a lot of money, and they were crap.
Yeah.
If you go back and listen to my earlier episodes, you'll hear the difference in my voice. Mm. I then switched to some very expensive headphones. I'm not even going to tell you, and they are the most popular set of headphones. That microphone in that lot of headphones was even worse than my buds.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
So mad. In the end, I got myself an $80 microphone and it was great. So far, it's been freaking fantastic. So Bianca started off launching us into like editing and all sorts of other stuff. by, if it's not free, we're not doing it. That was our premise at the start, because we were not putting money into this thing. We were not going to be getting money out, so why put money in?
Would we be still be doing this in a year? Doubtful.
Unlikely. Unlikely. But this is the thing. Don't throw money at this. Don't. There are so many good things out there that you can do for free, so don't put all your hard money into it. Just have a crack at the free stuff, and then when you hit the limitations with the free stuff, just like we did, right, then you can pay for something that's a little bit more, I don't know, suited to your needs. But don't throw money at it. Not straight away. Don't do that. And, look, no one tells you a step-by-step guide how to run a successful podcast. Don't get me wrong. There are thousands of guides out there. Oh, yeah, there's thousands. You can follow a guide step-by-step, but ultimately what works for one person is not going to work for everyone. There's no rhyme or reason to it. We've had episodes where at the start we thought have completely tanked out and no one's listened to them, only for them to be our most popular episodes. It's the bizarrest thing. It's just one of those things. You just have to not worry about it and roll with the punches. Do not go down the hole. Like I've told you, I often have to put my hand down the rabbit hole, grab Bianca by the ass and drag her out, because she goes too far down those holes, and I go, oh, Amy's the logic brain. Amy better get in there. All right, roll my sleeve up. Okay, grab your anchor by the ass. Get out of here. No, we're not doing that. Wait, I had all these things. Shut up. We're not doing it. Shut up. Stop it. You're going too far.
It does really, really bum me out when I look at the stats daily, sometimes two or three times a day, looking at the podcast download stats. And, when we're flatlining, and by flatlining, if you don't know what that is in the podcasting world, that means we've got zero listens. So, it's just.
For today.
Yeah.
We have not been 1 week in this whole journey where we have gone with no listens for the week. Has never happened.
No, not for a whole week. No. Well, last week we had 2 days, but then, that doesn't mean it was a bad week. I mean, one of the days we had 16 listens in one day. I'm like, who? Why? Who are you? Reach out to us. I just get so excited.
That's the difference.
It's like, boom, boom, nothing. And I'm like, but they loved us for one day.
Whereas I'm a bit bigger picture and I go, okay, but what are the stats for the week? Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go into this. I'm going to keep pushing. And when she says it was 16 listens in one day, well, yeah, sometimes that's all we get. And people say, I've had 47,000 listens today. Great, mate. Celebrate you. Fantastic. Amazing job. It's not us, and I'm not going to compare myself to you. I don't know what you're doing. There is no secrets. I could hit you up. I could slide into your DMs and ask you all your secrets. But the truth is, there just isn't any. There isn't any.
And the thing is, too, you got to look at your niche. Like, we don't have a niche other than we're 30-something women who drink wine and talk shit. That's not a niche. We are creating a niche.
It totally is.
We are creating a niche.
That's who we are.
Because when you look at it, lots of other people are true crime or sports. I just a mental health, how to fix yourself. I just it's just so overinflated. Doesn't mean you shouldn't start one of those, because yours might be more informative or a little bit different or reach people on a different level. And that's just what we're trying to do. We talk about, that's why we have all these different topics. That's why we want all these different topics. Like, just, we want to create this niche, because there are others, like the one you mentioned before, the Cup Council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. They're very similar to us, but you know, how well are they doing? You know, like, we're a niche. We are. It's just some people don't like this banter. I don't know why.
I don't know why it's annoying to hear us constantly talk over the top of each other. Like, why is that annoying?
Or me constantly laughing.
Oh, me going on tangent. Or us constantly interrupting Sarah.
Mm.
And throwing her under the bus for things. Yeah, it's great. I don't know why people hate that.
What? What is black monkey ass?
They don't know what the black monkey ass is.
Yeah, we got to edit it out.
It was edited out.
Okay.
That will be a special, people.
We are actually actively working on a special little thing for y'all, and it's going to be sort of a cutting room floor outtakes sort of situation. So if you are interested in hearing what goes on behind the scenes, trust me, it's funny. It's just sometimes it's just a little bit too long or it's a little bit out of context. It doesn't work for the episode. Yeah. But trust me, it's still funny. Hit us up. Friday.WineFight@gmail.com or on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. Hit us up if you want to hear these things.
Some of the stuff I've saved isn't even funny. It's just like the bit before we start recording. It's that conversation. Because I'm just like, the listeners need to hear this. Like, this is us in raw detail. Like, there are long silences. There are, like, somebody says something and we both, and like, two people are silent, like, yeah, I don't really know how to respond to that. And
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Should we crack on?
Yeah, let's crack on.
That's usually how we start off. We talk shit and then we go, should we crack on?
Yeah.
And someone will say it. Like, well, this is just getting later and later here, people.
Yeah. Sarah, what advice would you give to other podcasters?
Yeah. Don't. Look, just don't do it. It's hard, so hard. Actually, you know what would be really good advice? If you're gonna do a podcast, get two friends who are anal about most things.
Yeah, who are that way, personality types with a little bit of undiagnosed OCD for both of them in different formats, though, because if you get them in the same format, they war with each other.
Yeah. So different formats of them, and then they do everything, and then you sit back and you go, uh-huh, that sounds lovely. Whatever you think is right. Go you.
No, there's certain things you have to be organized on. Like, you've got to have all your passwords in one place. You've got to have a list of your fonts, your colors.
Yeah.
And your colors, like, in your hex form, so you can use them across different creative platforms. Like, but this just might be me being anal. I don't know.
And for me, it's like, I have to have a plan. I don't care if the plan changes 40 times between now and when we get to the end situation. Don't care. Yeah. Change it on the fly. Don't mind. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. However, I cannot start doing something without a plan. I have to have a plan. There must be a plan. I don't work without a plan. Yeah.
And then you'll have the me personality that just goes, let them run with it and they'll be happy. And then you will be left alone to just relax and just go, sure, I'll just pick up whatever you two can't do or whatever you don't want to do. Yep. Give me a little task and I'll do it. It's happily done.
And we have been throwing things out the back end like nothing else lately. And Sarah's been an utter trooper and she's picked it all up fantastically.
Yeah, don't know why.
And Sarah has become a very, very proficient user of certain things that she refused to even look at when they were introduced by Bianca. Yeah.
Canva.
And now she's amazing at them. So
not too amazing, as I mentioned earlier.
You are actually really good at it.
Slaughtered by my child. But, you know, that's my only real advice I would give people. Get other people to do most of the hard work and then but make sure this is what you want to do. Don't start off doing it and then, you know, get stuck doing it and not enjoy it.
Yeah, you've got to have some joy for it. I mean, I've had my podcast lows, I must admit. I really have. There have been weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially I reckon December. I just think it was a lot of life was going on, and the podcast just felt like work. Like
it January.
It just felt like absolute work. And I didn't want to, I was like, I fucking hate this.
I did not want to be working because I was working at the time. I still am working at the time. Yeah. And then go from, you know, one job to coming another. Home to doing another job.
Yeah.
There's no downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've noticed that a lot with Amy and Bianca. They don't have downtime. These people don't know when to go. Okay, I'm going to stop working and just relax for 2 seconds.
I'm sorry, what is this?
I do have downtime. I watch my Criminal Minds. I am on season 12.
So and what are you doing? What are you doing while you're watching it?
I am making things on Canva.
I'm doing
you people don't have downtime. And I can't work like that. That drives me insane.
On my breaks at work, I'm usually reading podcast blogs and
see this
because I'm keeping on top of the technology.
Are you people hearing this? It's absolutely insane. If you, like me, need a bit of downtime to get your shit together and just relax, don't do a podcast unless you have these people who thrive on it.
Definitely. You need one or two people with A-type personalities. Absolutely.
You need people that thrive on this constant doing.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're just going to go insane.
The other thing, too, I'd like to add, your A-type personalities with slightly undiagnosed or diagnosed OCD is fine. Got to be functioning, though.
Yes.
I function on a very high level of my, like, annoying personality. So I'm working a full-time job. I'm doing shitloads of podcast stuff. I usually do about an hour to a day on podcast stuff. Then I've also got an 8-year-old, as people who listen to the show would know. She's a very active 8-year-old. She has so many things. I've had lots on. My dog, my beautiful dog, had cancer through about 6 months of this journey. So I was nursing her at the same time. My mum was selling up the family home and moving, so that's been a big ride, and I've been helping her with that because, again, she's like, I don't know, I think this is why Sarah and I are friends. She's like a Sarah, but just like my mum. I often say to her things like, Mum, we need to do this, and these are the reasons why, and she goes, okay. And then like a week later I go, hey, Mum, did you organise this? Did you want me to do this for you? How are you going with this? And she goes, oh, I wasn't listening to any of that. It sounded hard.
Probably why we get along so well.
Yeah, I think this is why my mum's always liked you, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm the president of my spirits. My kids' school's fundraising committee. Like I take on a lot. And unless you're high functioning, and if you have just got hyper focus and that's all you can do, whereas Bianca can hyper focus, but then she's got selective hyper focus.
Yeah.
And
yeah, like, I really do. Yeah.
She has to vacuum the floor. She must vacuum the floor. She cannot do anything until she's vacuumed the floor.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that in 3 hours. So.
Yeah. Yeah. The dishes generally take me like about 2 hours because I've got to stop and do other things because my executive functions aren't like everything is priority. So I could be washing the dishes like, oh, I've got to take the trash out. So I've got to stop doing that. Take the trash out because it's become extremely priority at that exact moment. Or I've had a podcast idea. So I've got to stop and I've got to then do that or it's gone. And I bless my daughter for picking up the slack with cleaning the house.
Mum has left half a coffee made, some dishes in the sink. The vacuum is on and running but laying on the ground and the front door is open and I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing is that you've got this laser focus but it can also be selective in so many ways depending on how your brain functions. It's functioning. So this is the thing. If you've got incredible OCD and you're an A-type personality and you're not functioning, don't do this. It's going to be a headache for you. Yeah. It'll be a nightmare. Bianca and I are incredibly high-functioning in terms of those sorts of things. And if we weren't, it wouldn't run.
No. And I think it helps too that I love spreadsheets and I like to see everything all laid out. So I love to organize. It's one of my favorite like focus things to do is to collect everything into one place. So just talk and I love that.
To me, baby. Yeah. Talk to me, darling, about your spreadsheets. My God, you have no idea. And that's not sarcasm, people. It's genuine joy.
It is. Disturbingly enough.
Just so you know, our master spreadsheet is now called Zoltan.
Which, as a reference.
I was like, should we call, like, in my mind, I'm like, right, I've got to make a master spreadsheet. I'm sick of all these spreadsheets. They've all got to go into one. So I was like, Optimus Prime? No, that's not right. Maybe Zordon. He was very wise. And then I said it to the girls. I'm thinking of calling it Zordon. And then Amy was like, call it, what about Zoltan? I'm like, yes, Zoltan.
I didn't know what Zordon was. I may have been a little bit drunk, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and I might have had 3 or 4 glasses of wine by that stage, and I just wrote back, can we call it Zoltan? And you know the dude out of Dude, Where's My Car?
No, it's good. And then another tip from what we do and how our brains actually work, I suppose, is so our run sheets. So we have a run sheet which usually has scripts in it. So our run sheet originally was called like a run sheet, and then all of a sudden it became forest because
run.
So now it's a run sheet.
And it started off, I think it was me that went, okay, sorry. I've written a run sheet in there. I've called it something else. Have a look. Guess why I called it forest? And then I've just got all of these Forrest Gump gifts. It's like, yeah, you get it. It's fine.
Yeah. I still don't know why we call the pilot Frank, but he's Frank. It's fine.
That's the pilot's name.
Frank's the pilot's name. I know there's a story behind that. And I think if in my mind, I think the first of Amy Winehouse's albums was called Frank. So I was fine with that, but I don't know whether I ever actually verbalized that. I think that was just a brain.
No, that is not even, yeah.
Just never discussed.
I would have been like, really?
Pretty sure it was, but anyway, don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's round out our special episode. I want to do some shout outs to some people who have helped us immensely along the journey. I'm just going to start dribbling out mine, and if you guys have got any more, just throw them on in there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So to everyone who loves us and supports this show constantly, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We could not have gotten to where we are a year later without your support. Thank you so much. I'd especially like to shout out the following people. To the Uncredited Extras podcast. Wow. I mean, it started off as a friendship that, well, it was a co-workership between two members of our podcast and yours. And it has turned into a genuine appreciation for each other. And it's been really good. Thank you so much for your support, guys. We love you. To the Real Housewives of Reality podcast. Oh,
yes, these ladies. Yes.
Oh, we love you. We love you so much. I love you so much. I love you. Especially to Scarlett, my good friend over there. She's a gorgeous human and her beautiful co-host as well. Thank you so much for your love and support all the way through this journey. It really means so much to us. To the Insanely Dangerous Retro Pod Show, who kindly threw out a topic suggestion to us. Thank you so much for helping us out with a few things and listening to our show. We love your show too, and we have tuned into that. Thank you so much. We loved it. To our very special friend, Timmy.
I love Timmy.
10 minutes.
I don't know how many, every time we talk about Timmy, I'm just like, I love you, Timmy. I love your wife too.
Yeah.
This is nothing like, I'm not, oh, no.
All the love we have for other podcasters, it's not a sexual love. It's actually
platonic.
It's platonic, and it's because They are in the same boat.
Every time I'm like, I love you. I'm like, oh, that sounds so weird. But, like, it's a genuine appreciation for the amount of shout-outs and ats and likes and shares and retweets. I love it. Love it. Love you. Yeah.
Yes. And we
and the stickers. Oh, Timmy.
Stickers. Timmy sent us stickers. So that is the 20 Tim Minutes podcast. Thank you so much. To our favourite two brothers who run a podcast in Melbourne. Yes. Yeah. Two brothers, one pilot podcast, who come out of Black Rock Broadcasting. Black Rock Broadcasting has a few other shows as well. Two Brothers, One Pilot was the one that we got onto originally. To Tim and Jax over there, you guys have been amazing. You've been big supporters of our show. We love you. Thank you so much for your support. To Natalie and Dina from the All the Men I've Tolerated Before podcast, thank you again so much for all your support. We love you ladies as well. To Mr. Jeff Deskovic for being our very first guest. If you have not listened to the episode where Bianca and I wake up at the ass crack of dawn.
I woke up at 3 a.m. for the fourth day in a row. Yeah.
To interview.
That's podcast dedication.
To interview this guy. This guy's story was incredible. He was incarcerated at the age of 17 for a crime he didn't commit and spent 16 years in prison. Mm-hmm. Check out that episode. It's incredible.
Oh, I was left. Absolutely just gobsmacked by that episode.
Yeah.
Could not believe it.
Listen to it.
Massive highlight of my podcast journey. So, thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff. And if anybody's interested, the Deskovic Foundation could really use your support. You can find that online. Just Google it, Deskovic Foundation. To Anna. The beautiful host of the Brazilian Point of View podcast. Thank you so much for having me on your show a few weeks ago. I was so honored that you asked me to come on your show. Thank you so much. Check out Brazilian Point of View podcast. To our new friends, A Cup of Counsel podcast. Oh my gosh, the love that you ladies have shown us already. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Right? Love you.
Oh my God.
Yes, they're like our counterparts in the US. So we're putting them on the map for the road trip. That's happening. Yeah. To the folks over at Recap and Gown podcast. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your love and support. Recap and Gown podcasts are similar 90s tragics like us, and they look at 90s movies and they take them apart piece by piece. They love tunes. They love 90s. They love all the movies. They are our people. We love you. Thank you so much. A very big thank you to all of our regular listeners all over the world. We actually do know where you come from. We are monitoring you. Well, Bianca is because she's a little bit crazy. But anyway.
Yeah.
So,
you, Frenchie, I'm fucking on to you. So many weeks, Frenchie, we have said, reach out to us, and you're still listening. You have not reached out.
A special shout out to Jen from Canada. Jen, you have been our greatest support to this show. We love you so much. Thank you. So much.
Jen, you know, I love, I'm actually friends with Jen on Facebook.
I'm
a big fan of Jen. Yeah. Like when she became a big fan of us, I was like, okay, cool. And I was like really excited we had a fan. And then, she sent me a friend request and I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
And she's not a weird fan. And I love that. She's actually so cool. We love her.
She's gonna make us t-shirts. Christian Bale fucked my Batman. Down for that.
We will send you t-shirts, Jen, soon. I'm sure you're probably the only person that's still listening to this. So anyway.
Yeah.
The biggest shout out that I have personally is to my fucking liver. Thank you for being the biggest trooper of this game, because without you, mate, we'd be dead. So many times.
My liver.
But you know what? Most of all, I think we'd like to thank God. After our epic fucking Oscar speech of who we're thanking, that's all I could think of.
I didn't get time out.
Oscar. The best Oscar speech is the way coming from you when we're about 16. You're like, you're standing there and you blind drag it. I'd like the funk. Big Jim, Little Jim, Slim Jim.
Billy Bob.
Billy Joe.
Billy Bob. Jim Bob. Slim Jim.
Most of all, Jesus.
And most of all, Jesus.
That is my Oscar speech if I ever win an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah. You cannot win an Oscar for podcasting. No. Yet.
Another podcast that wasn't mentioned there that I'd like to absolutely thank on Twitter, like, is definitely Murder Inc. They have been tagging us in podcast recommendations like you wouldn't believe, and oh, bless their hearts.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Our friends on Instagram as well, Totally Drip Podcast, Hermes Australia. Who else is there? Bad Axe Podcast, The Ladies Lair, Endless Topics Podcast, Pillow Talk Podcast. Yeah. Oh my gosh, all these people have been just amazing. Just it's just constant love out there, and we feel like we've been so embraced by the podcast community, and we cannot thank you enough. So thank you so much. And if I've forgotten to mention anybody, I'm so sorry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But yes, know that you are loved. And if I like your stuff, trust me, I'm looking at it. I'm not just randomly going through and liking a bunch of shit. I actually do look at all of this stuff because I take it all in.
Sarah tells us about it.
Sarah is not in charge, so she's not just randomly scrolling and liking things. So what did you find anything interesting on Instagram? No. I go and tell at my co-hosts about it incessantly until they're very, very bored. Yeah. So that's my shout outs. Does anybody else have anybody else to shout out?
Shout out. I am down to the last sip of my wine at the end of our 1 year episode. And it's my birthday tomorrow in like 2 hours, people. Listen.
Happy birthday to you.
That just sounded really depressing until I realised what you were trying to do.
It's trying to Marilyn Monroe, okay? Yeah. And I failed. Sorry about it.
Sorry.
It just loses all of its, like, I don't know, whatever I have as Marilyn Monroe, it loses everything when I can't give Bianca a lap dance. So.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, look, A for effort.
Oh, you can't straddle someone at 1.5 metres. So, yeah.
You can try. It just looks real weird, though.
Anyway, we've had so much fun over the last year researching all these different topics.
Oh, yes.
However, we would still love to hear from all of you and to get topics off you if you have any.
Yeah.
At all. If you want to hear a particular topic or just any kind of topic in general, just a broad spectrum of something. Or if you have a story that you want us to research and, you know, talk about.
Or destroy completely.
Down a rabbit hole and you want to know what topics we've got coming up and you want to give us a specific subgenre of that topic to discuss. Yeah. Oh, happy to share a spreadsheet with you. Oh, boy.
Would you like to see my spreadsheet? Bianca, go have a cold shower.
Like a market, you know. Would you like to look at my watches? No. Would you like to look at my spreadsheet?
Go have a cold shower, dear. If you would like to look at Bianca's spreadsheets, please email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Or hit us up on any of our socials. So Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and, well, not really TikTok, but we do have that.
You can hit us up on TikTok. I don't know. I know I put things on there, but I don't know how it works.
Oh, we're not doing too bad. Like, our things are getting about 200 plays, which is, I don't know. For me, that's good. I'm happy.
Legit, I don't know.
We're not viral, but, yeah.
Legit don't know.
At least we're not getting zero.
Yeah. So to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter rubbish over the year.
Yeah.
We hope you have found us entertaining and are not using any of the facts you have heard in any of our episodes, because you can't because there was no facts. Oh, we were talking bullshit the whole time.
Yeah. And Sarah's Google skills and shit. Anyway.
Yeah, that too. So do not use these facts to make important life decisions unless, of course, it is in relation to buying a protection chainsaw.
Yeah. Do that.
No one's questioned us on our protection chainsaw yet. So, yeah.
Clearly, you understand the importance of it.
I feel like it's because our listeners understand us, Sarah. Yes, exactly.
Not the fact that they probably don't get to this point. But.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't believe that at all.
It's the fact that they understand us, yes.
They understand it. And they go, yes, that's true. I've got mine. It's under my bed right now.
Yeah, totally. I keep mine under my pillow.
And on, like always in the on
position. Yeah. Oh, always.
Yeah, just in case someone needs to give birth.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah. So, just like to say thank you again and good night.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.